Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about the prevalence of depression in those of us with multiple sclerosis. A likelihood of depression is 2 to 3 times higher in multiple sclerosis patients in the US and UK than in similar groups of people in these countries without the disease. This risk was also most evident in the first 5 years after MS diagnosis among people identified through databases in both countries. The study, Incident Depression in Patients Diagnosed with Multiple Sclerosis, a multi-database study, was published in the European Journal of Neurology. Research indicates that about 1/3 of newly diagnosed MS patients are depressed, and up to 60% will develop depression at any time after their diagnosis. However, the rate of new depression after MS diagnosis and during disease progression is not well known, the researchers wrote. A research team in the United States analyzed data from 2 large US and UK databases containing information on people with and without this disease. Data from these 2 sources identified people diagnosed with MS between 2001 and 2016. Investigators then matched each patient up to 10 people without MS of the same age, sex, and geographical region who served as controls. Neither patients nor controls had a history of previous treatment for depression. They then assessed the number of cases treated for depression following MS diagnosis and calculated the incidence rates and incident rate ratios of depression in both groups. Incidence rate is a frequency measure that reflects the incidence of a particular disease has on a specific group of people within a given period of time. Incidence rate ratio is the ratio between 2 incident rates. It can be used to assess the relative risk of a specific group of people have of developing a condition compared to another group that serves as a reference point. A total of 6,800 patients in the U.S. database were matched with 58,000 non-patients and 5,000 patients in the U.K. matched with 45,000 patients without MS. More than half, actually 68%, of the MS patients in both databases were women with a median age of 41 at diagnosis. Relative to people without MS, the incidence rate ratio for depression in patients was about 2 to 3-fold higher. The incidence of treated depression among MS patients in the U.S. database was 620 per 10,000 person years and 229 per 10,000 person years among those in the UK. After comparing these values with those obtained for matched controls, the researchers concluded that MS patients had a 2 to 3 times higher risk of depression. This increased risk was found in both men and women. Women had a higher rate of depression than men compared with controls, but men with MS had a higher relative risk of depression compared with these women. Incident rate ratios of treated depression for males with MS compared to males without MS were higher than the incident rate ratios comparing female MS and non-MS patients. In this population of US and UK patients, the incidence of depression after MS diagnosis was 2 to 3-fold higher among MS patients compared to non-MS patients. Therefore, all patients with MS should be monitored for depression and treated as appropriate. The underlying of this illness among people with MS may be at least in part due to lesion-related factors or due to depression in response to having a debilitating chronic illness. It is also possible that MS treatments may improve depression risk or prognosis in MS patients.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.